My true love gave to me 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. I just love Christmas carols. Y'all should have heard me singing in the shower this morning.
Oh, was that you singing? I thought somebody was drowning a cat.
Oh, Florence, you forgot to bring out the forks for the cake.
Oh, what's the matter with me?
I'll tell you what's the matter with you. You've been guzzling down the eggnog again.
No, I ain't. I just had one little glass.
Yeah, but you had it 8 times.
Oh, let her have a fun, George. It's a holiday.
It's okay with me, Weezy. But look, next year, let's just skip the tree, put all the presents on the Florence. She's always lit for Christmas.
Oh, this is so exciting, George. Just think. We get to celebrate Christmas and Lionel and Jenny's anniversary on the same night.
Whoopee!
Oh, come on. Don't you see how fortunate we are? Last Christmas, Santa Claus brought us a daughter-in-law.
Ooh, maybe if we stuff her in a stocking this year, he'll take her back. Oh.
George, you don't mean that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Jefferson, I think I better make another batch of eggnog.
Already? Ain't nobody even been here yet. What happened to the first batch?
This stuff evaporates like crazy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leroy.
Mrs. Jefferson, I just closed the shop, so I brought up the store you wanted for your Christmas tree.
Oh, great, Leroy. Where is it?
Isn't that the tree right over there?
I meant the star.
Oh, yeah. It's in my shopping bag. Oh, here it is.
Oh, you dropped something.
Well, I don't want to forget that. You know, that's my errand for Mr. Jefferson.
984 West 124th Street, Apartment 5C.
Oh, that's just business, Weezy. It don't concern you. Bye, Leroy.
Oh, but George, it's just an address. There's no stamp or name on it. Now, how's the post office going to deliver this?
Oh, this ain't going to go to the post office, Mrs. Jefferson. I've been taking an envelope to this address every month for years. Mr. Jefferson say, he say he don't trust sending cash in the mail.
Cash?
Well, it's always good to see you for the holidays, Leroy. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and get the hell out of here.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
George, why are you sending cash to that address in Harlem every month?
I told you it's business, Weez.
What kind of business?
I took out this loan a little while ago. And my accountant says that I got to pay it back in cash, or my assets and liabilities be more my working capital. Don't you understand that?
No.
Neither do I, that's what the man said.
No, listen.
I'll get it.
Mr. J, I was expecting Mrs. J to answer.
What were you going to do, scare her to death?
No, I was going to kiss her.
She's going what?
Mistletoe, Mr. J, mistletoe. Merry Christmas, Mrs. J.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bentley.
Mr. J.
Oh, I don't care if that is mistletoe, Bentley. All you're getting from me is a handshake.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bentley. You know, you might be from England and crazy and all that, but you're still good people.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Bentley, you certainly have the Christmas spirit this year.
Oh, everybody has. You should have seen the wild Christmas party we had at the UN today. At one point, an American interpreter tried to put a pair of silk stockings on a Russian secretary.
Oh, I bet you the Russian secretary didn't like that, huh?
Oh, goodness, no. He hadn't even shaved his legs.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Mr. Bentley? We have plenty.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm cooking dinner for Charlotte this evening.
Charlotte? Another new girl?
Yes, I'm making her a little 3-pound roast, but I'm missing one ingredient, and I thought you might have it.
What is it?
A little 3-pound roast. See, I forgot to defrost mine.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Oh, well, perhaps I'll just lay out some cold cuts. After all, I'd rather have a cold dinner and a warm girl than the other way around. But, oh, Mrs. Willis, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mr. Bentley.
Mr. Willis.
Ah, watch out for my leg.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
Come on, Helen, I've got to sit down. Oh, my leg.
Tom, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I was Santa Claus at the Children's Hospital again this year.
What happened? Did a reindeer bite you?
I asked this little kid to tell Santa what he wanted for Christmas. He said a sled. So I told him he'd get one. Then the kid yelled, "That's what you said last year, you liar," and he kicked me. Oh, but that's not all. The next kid said he wanted a bicycle. So this time I figured I'd be smarter, and I said, "Well, maybe you'll get it, and maybe you won't." And then the kid's mother yelled, "Stop teasing him, you big bully," and she kicked me.
It's so hard playing Santa Claus, even if you can do it without wearing a pillow.
Oh, Helen, please.
Well, you just sit there and relax, Tom. Florence, would you bring some eggnog to the Willises?
I think it would be easier to bring the Willises to the eggnog.
Florence doesn't look too good.
She never looks good.
I mean, I hope she's watching the dinner.
Oh, damn. Florence, what about the turkey?
Don't worry, turkey. There's plenty for you.
I mean the turkey we're having for dinner.
Oh, you mean that little brown dude in the oven?
Yeah. How's it doing?
Just a second. I'll go ask him.
Louise, I wrapped Jenny's and Lionel's anniversary present from the four of us.
Good. I'll put it over by the cake.
Hey, watch out for my leg!
Man, you know.
Helen, it's a conspiracy. They're all after my leg.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Jefferson, sir. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, Ralph!
What can I do for you, Ralph?
Well, I haven't seen either of you in a couple of days, so I started to get worried.
Worried? About what?
About you. After all the trouble you must have gone through to get me my Christmas present, I know how terrible you'll feel if you didn't get a chance to give it to me.
That's very thoughtful of you, Ralph.
Yep, and you got nothing to worry about.
Really, sir?
Yeah, because we didn't get you anything.
No problem, sir. There's still time. As a matter of fact, I have a list of things I would like.
Oh, I was going to give you cash.
Good guess, sir. On my list, that's number 1, 2, and 3.
Here you are, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, by the way, those 2 Christmas trees you had me order, were they delivered okay?
Yeah, fine. Thanks, later, Ralph.
Wait a minute. 2 trees?
Yes, ma'am. 1 for here and 1 to that address in Harlem.
What address in Harlem?
It was 984...
You don't remember.
984. That's the same place you've been sending cash to, isn't it?
Look, Weezy, forget about it. It's not important.
And don't tell me you send Christmas trees to pay a loan.
Well, you do if you borrow it from a lumber company.
Who lives at that address, George? I want to know what's going on.
Look, Weezy, it's nothing. Honest. Now, let's put the star on the tree.
George!
Okay, then let's answer the door. Oh, here they are. They finally got here, the anniversary couple.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yay, Broadway.
Oh, Lionel, it's so good to see you.
Mom, it's so good to see you. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Mama.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Daddy.
Hi, lovey. Merry, and watch out for my leg.
Well, tell me, Lionel, how does it feel to be married for 1 year?
Well, feels like we're still on our honeymoon.
except he sleeps more.
Well, come on. Open your present.
Oh.
It's from all of us.
Mostly us.
Oh, Lionel, I don't believe it. But the plane tickets to Bermuda.
Oh, well, we...
Ah, my leg! Helen, you traitor!
Oh, I'm sorry, Poopsie. We know that you both have a vacation coming up soon, so...
Oh, this is fabulous. Oh, thank you.
This
thank
is really you. A great gift.
Thank
you. Oh. And who knows? A nice, relaxing place like that? Maybe sometime next year we'll have a little grandchild.
Oh, Mama.
Look, don't you be telling them what to do on their vacation.
What's the matter with the grandchild? Wouldn't you like to see a little George Jefferson running around here?
Yeah, that would be kind of nice. Hey, Lionel, y'all have a ball in Bermuda.
Now, wait a minute. It's my grandchild, too. How do you know there won't be a little Tom Willis running around here?
Forget it, Lionel. Ain't worth the risk.
Now, hold on now. This is a fabulous gift, and we love it. But the two of us are going to Bermuda, and only the two of us are coming back.
Well, you've been married for 1 year now. It's time for you to start thinking about children.
Oh, we do, Mother. Every morning I think about children.
Oh.
Then I take the pill. All right, everybody, grab a glass. Now, if this don't cure what ails you, you ain't sick. You dead.
Oh, Lionel, would you mind putting the star on top of the tree for us? It's on the desk.
Gotcha, Mom.
Florence, this eggnog is delicious. What's your secret?
Grade A eggs and 100-proof nog.
Hey, Mom, you want me to put this gift under the tree along with the rest of them?
Oh, what gift? Oh, I don't remember that one. Who's it for?
Well, it doesn't say. Just an address. 984 West 124th Street. Apartment 5C.
What?
That stupid Leroy, you forgot to take the toy, too. Look, I gotta do it myself.
George!
I gotta go, Weezy. This is important.
But you can't leave now. It's Christmas Eve, and your whole family's together. There's nothing more important than that.
I'll be back in half hour.
Okay, all set.
Oh, lovely.
Louise, what do you think? The tree.
Oh, yeah. I think it's beautiful.
What's the matter, Louise?
Get off of there, old dumb spot. Still there. Oh, the heck with it. It was an old cup, Miss Jefferson. I threw it away because it was cracked.
You threw away a cup?
Not if you didn't see me.
Louise, what's wrong?
It's George.
He usually is. Where'd he run off to?
That's just it. He won't tell me. Someplace in Harlem to deliver a toy.
Oh, well, that sounds innocent enough.
And he sent a Christmas tree there, too. And he's been sending cash every month for a long time.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons for that. Couldn't Mayor Florence?
Uh-huh. But you don't want to hear none of them.
It's a woman.
I don't think Mr. Jefferson got a woman in Harlem.
You don't?
Not if he sent a toy.
That's right.
I think he got a child in Harlem.
Now, Louise, take it easy.
I've been out there telling Lionel to make a baby and George beat him to it.
I don't believe that. George is too old-fashioned. Why, he still believes that a topless dance is a girl without a hat.
Well, there's something fishy going on there. Oh, you
You're just in time. We're going to sing Christmas carols.
Not now, Lionel. You go ahead.
Oh, but, Mom, we need you. Nobody else around here sings bass.
Lionel, your mama don't feel like it. Now, come on, I'll sing with you.
All right, Silent Night on three. One, two, three, and...
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is calm.
Louise, where are you going?
To find my husband.
But what about your party?
First, I've got another party to go to. The one at 984 West 124th Street.
So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Hey, I saw you do that.
Where'd you come from?
Oh, just sitting over there in the corner. It's too cold in the street this time of year.
Damn, you ain't got to worry about getting cold. You got enough antifreeze in you to fill a snowplow.
Sorry, eh? Harrison, all.
No thanks, my wine drinking days are over.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
This is the good stuff. It was aged in the truck.
Look, I gotta go.
Wait a minute. Don't I know you?
No.
Maybe from a long time ago. I've been around this neighborhood a bunch of years.
Yeah, a lot of people get stuck here.
Not me, brother. I came to Harlem in 1936 with $2 in my pocket, and as soon as I get even, I'm gonna leave.
Well, look, here's $5. Take a friend.
Oh, dang!
Oh, there you are! You better explain what you're doing up here, Buster, and you better start talking fast.
I was just minding my own business when this guy came by.
Not you, him.
Oh. Well, I don't know what he's doing here, and I ain't staying to find out here.
What are you doing here, Weave?
I'm going to see your friends in apartment 5C.
No, you're not.
Well, just try and squeeze me.
I don't know who lives there. They don't know me either.
Ha! You expect me to believe that?
Have I ever lied to you before?
Yes.
When?
Last year, when you told me you weren't opening a new store.
Besides that.
How about the time when you said your mother wasn't going to stay with us for the weekend?
Besides that.
That time you promised me you'd stop working nights.
Besides that.
I can't think of any more.
Aha. Well, look, the next time you call me a liar, you better have some facts. Now, let's go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, stop acting ignorant in the place.
What are you yelling about?
Nothing. We're just leaving.
Come on. Hi. What's your name?
Warren. What's yours?
Louise. And you know him?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Lady, how could I forget a face like that?
Come here, Warren.
What are you doing now, Weave?
Nah, couldn't be.
Hey, look! Mom, Dad, he was here, he was here! Did you see who left this?
Uh-uh, he ran by too fast. He didn't look nothing like me, though. He was fat and ugly.
Warren, what are you doing out here? Oh, hi. Something I can do for you?
No. We just came to visit some of our friends, but they weren't home, so we're just leaving.
Oh, that's too bad.
Could we come in and wait?
I hope your friends will be back in a little while.
Weezy.
I don't know if that'll be a good idea or not.
Oh, honey, I think it's all right. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Mom, I'm going to put it under the tree.
We're Sherry and William Barnes.
Louise and George Jefferson.
Sit down. Please make yourselves at home.
George?
Are you okay, man?
What's the matter?
I used to live here.
Well, that's the best thing you can say about this neighborhood. I used to live here.
No, I mean right here in the same apartment.
What?
Till I was about 12.
Well, ain't that something? Hey, looks like you made it out of here in style.
Yeah, sure ain't changed much.
It never does. And this is after the landlord renovated the place last year.
Of course, you know what renovation means around here. He swept the halls and raised the rent.
Sounds like you got the same landlord.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, George. This is where you grew up.
Yeah. Everything seemed a lot bigger back then.
Of course it did. You were smaller.
Still here after all these years. G.J. loves P.V. George Jefferson loves Paula Vincent. She was great.
We always wondered who they were.
What was so great about Paula Vincent?
She was the only girl I could get to play doctor with me.
Doctor?
Well, don't worry about it, Weezy. My father caught us before I could get her on the operating table.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. My father used to have his big chair right here with the spring sticking out. I mean, one time, he slapped me hard, and then he slammed me down into the chair, and I bounced all the way out into the kitchen.
The kitchen? Oh, no, I forgot my cookies.
What kind of work did your daddy do?
Anything for a buck. But his main job was swinging a pick digging in the streets.
Hey, no jiving, man. That's what I do when I can get it.
Oh, yeah? It really built up his muscles. Boy, could he hit hard.
It must come with the job.
Yeah, old dad used to sit over there reading the paper. Mom was always in the kitchen yelling.
Oh, damn, I burned the cookies.
That was Bob, all right. Yeah, but that was long, long time ago.
Honey, look at this. All burnt.
It's okay. It'll cool off in my stomach.
Oh, well, we better get going, Wheeze.
Oh, George is right. Our whole family is waiting at home for us.
Wait a minute. For you. We always keep an extra present under the tree. It's just a box of candy.
Oh, no, we couldn't. You can't afford
this. Oh, yes. Yes, we can. See, we have our own private Santa Claus.
What?
We don't know who he is or why he's doing it, but about 5 years ago, somebody started sending us things.
Oh, really?
Sounds crazy, don't it?
Yeah, it does. Come on, Weez.
Well, first it was a tree and a present for Warren at Christmas. And then $100 every month.
And did we need the money then? We were down to one meal a day.
And that day was Wednesday.
Well, now we're both working pretty regular. So I've been using part of the money to take a course in TV repair.
See, we figure if William can get a job like that, maybe someday we can get out of here for good.
I'm sure you'll do it, too.
Can we go home now, please?
Yes, George.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
George, that was the nicest thing I ever heard. I've never been prouder of you.
Yeah, okay, Weezy.
George, aren't you going to tell me why you're doing it?
Does it matter?
No, but I'd like to know.
Well, there were a lot of bad Christmases in this apartment. And, you know, sometimes we didn't have presents or a tree or nothing. I mean, now you know how that makes a kid feel.
I sure do.
So I made a promise that if I ever made it big, there would never be no more bad Christmases in this apartment. I mean, Weezy, now, people shouldn't have to live like this. So I'm just keeping a promise.
But something like that you don't have to keep secret, George. Why didn't you ever tell me or them?
Because it's personal. Look, it's not that it's a gift or anything. It's just something that I owe. Look, just because you get out of here don't mean you forget the place. I mean, you gotta put something back.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, Weeze.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.